We ain't got no time to go on and think why we all been lied to, but I think our history's been lied to way more than we even think. And Nikola Tesla is the key to that. And I think that I used to think they was trying to do away with the name George. I think now they're rewriting the history for the Tesla name right now in front of it. And that's what I believe they're doing. They don't want you to ever better look at the Nikola part no more. And it'll be Tesla from here on out. And I think where he's from, they know that next year they're coming out with a Tesla coin. A Nikola Tesla coin is coming in where he's from. And so that's awesome. I mean, I always want to go to visit the thing over there. But, man, that they took all his ideas. And then that's why we – man, NASA used his stuff. I mean, Vannevar Bush stole his stuff. And John Trump was involved. And that's Donald Trump's uncle. And that's why, you know what I mean, and you can't hold that part back. He was working for the FBI when he signed a saying that this stuff was, you know, worth keeping.
Randall, I gotta hit the top of the hour, but you know, you keep bringing up Tesla so much. I need to do a deep dive myself. You know, you keep.
Man, I'm saying, please do.
I will.
Yeah, please, yes, sir.
Thank you, Randall.
All right, bro. Yes, sir.
Final hour news and views from 9 till noon coming up. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. At 266,000, the number of jobs created last month, far less than economists were expecting. They had expected something on the order of 975,000 more jobs. The unemployment rate rose a tenth of a point from 6 to 6.1%. Three people shot and wounded at a middle school in Rigby, Idaho. The accused shooter is a sixth grade girl. She's under arrest and charges are pending. An hours-long hostage standoff at a bank in St. Cloud, Minnesota ended with all five of the hostages released unharmed, the suspect in custody there. A federal grand jury has indicted the four former Minneapolis police officers involved in the arrest and death of George Floyd. Wall Street, the Dow is up 149 points, the NASDAQ 186 points higher. This is SRN News.
Seems like just yesterday when I captured my son's first steps or when we recorded his soccer games on VHS tapes. Those moments are gone. But the old home movies and pictures don't need to be. That's why my son created Legacy Box.
That's right, Mom. Over 800,000 families have used Legacy Box to digitally preserve their home movies and photos.
Simply fill Legacy Box with your old camcorder tapes, film, and photos. They will professionally digitize and send them back on DVDs, thumb drive, or the cloud.
With family staying close and Mother's Day around the corner, it's the perfect time to get your Legacy Box and save your family's history. After all, few things are as important as protecting your precious memories. Give your mom a Mother's Day present she'll never forget.
Plus, Legacy Box is offering a 50% discount.
Order your Legacy Box today. Visit legacybox.com/lbox. And for a limited time, get an incredible 50% off your order. This is one of the best discounts we've offered. That's legacybox.com/lbox for 50% off. legacybox.com/lbox.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Our string of comfortable storm-free days continues. You'll need a jacket at night. But for today, a breezy day, comfortable, low humidity, high temperature in the middle 70s, lots of sunshine, clear skies, but unusually cool for so late in the season tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 50 by dawn on Saturday. Tomorrow, beautiful, lots of sunshine, a little warmer, low 80s on Saturday. I think we'll be in the upper 80s on Mother's Day Sunday, still dry. And I think the risk of showers and thunderstorms returns Sunday night, but in the overnight hours and into Monday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Medical marijuana legislation received final approval Thursday night in the Alabama legislature. The bill would allow people with a qualifying medical condition to purchase marijuana after getting a recommendation from a doctor. The legislation now heads to Governor Ivey's desk. One man is dead and another man is injured after a shooting late Wednesday night in Montgomery. Police say 21-year-old Joshua Petaway was shot and killed on Kelly Circle. The second victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. And the Judson College Board of Trustees voted to close the 183-year-old school Thursday because of ongoing financial issues. The college will continue to operate through the summer term, which ends on July 31st. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization, regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, has been considered the best of the best for 30 years. You can expect the same great service whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-thru windows are open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, even your household wash items. Yes, they'll clean your towels, socks, and undies, just about anything else that you clean at home. Now there's a Worth Cleaners app to make your dry cleaning service easier. Search Worth Cleaners in your app store and download the app. You can link to your account, update your credit card, request pickup service, check order status, and much more. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by, visit online, or call Worth Cleaners today. It's back. The Riverbend Brew Fest Brews and Blues Festival, Friday, May 14th in downtown Montgomery, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Train Shed. Brew Fest will feature a large selection of craft and specialty beers from local, regional, and national breweries. Tickets are $25, include a commemorative tasting glass, and will benefit the Family Sunshine Center. There'll be food vendors and live music provided by the King Bee Band. For tickets and information, visit MontgomeryAL.gov. Tickets also available at Dirk's Filet and Vine, sponsored by Dreamland, Allstate Beverage, Blue Water Broadcasting, and the City of Montgomery.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show.
To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Mine on murder.
This is how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Jury found him guilty. Gave him 16 years in hell.
Welcome back.
Said, I ain't spending my life here. I ain't living alone.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon.
Rocks on the chain gang.
Here on a Friday morning.
Out and heading home.
272. 9228 if you want to get on the program. 272-9228. Oh, Joe Biden is speaking live. I wonder, should we take that live? I don't know. Our kids need to succeed in school. Okay. Like, I love state, not just Joe, all politicians. Like, we need good schools. Like, who's saying we need bad ones? Goodness gracious. Well, I think what Biden is responding to are the abysmal jobs numbers. Now, they're not bad. The U.S. added 266,000 jobs in April. But unfortunately, it really missed a target of 1 million expected jobs. Uh-oh is right. I'm worried, folks. This stock market has been juiced with an expectation of a big boom in the economy. The actual, economy where the rubber meets the road. And just get ready. We might be able to eat, drink, and be merry here for the next year, maybe 6 months. Maybe it's 2 years. It's hard to know the exact date and time. But this feels like an economy built on a house of sand. And this is not a partisan thing by any means. I mean, the Trump economy had incredible unemployment numbers. But the fundamentals that led to the problems in 2008 were literally papered over. And I don't think the actual rot at the heart of our financial systems and the, well, issuing more and more debt for less and less growth. We'll see where these numbers go. And the idea that, we'll just have the government print more money and spend it. If that's the road to prosperity, our dumb ancestors who built this country, they didn't need to actually save and invest. We should have just printed money and given everybody money. You know, that's how it works. The money tree. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Bill. Hey, Bill.
Got a $64 question for you, Joey.
Oh, no. Okay.
You were talking a while ago about space, having a telescope, and being able to look out into space. So, say Bill wins the lottery, and he's going to gift Joey a telescope.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have a telescope on Earth looking out into space, or a telescope in space looking back at Earth?
Ooh, now you're playing into my megalomania. I think the...
I know which one I'd want.
I'm thinking looking back down on Earth, that could be useful.
Absolutely. But if you've seen some of the videos that people post on YouTube, it'd be a lot more interesting to look back at Earth than anything out in space.
Well, I guess it depends on whether or not you want to get off planet.
Yeah, well, it's kind of one of those things where... think of all the things you could look at on Earth. And I agree, there's a lot in space, but seeing it is only worth so much. If you see something interesting on Earth, you could actually probably travel. You see something interesting in space, about all you can do is watch it.
Yeah, you can look at it.
I think I'd rather have one in space because I could always spin it around and look out into space, but I think I'd spend a lot more time looking at stuff going on Earth.
Well, and if you have the telescope here on Earth and you have that thing more horizontal, especially in a neighborhood, I'm going to start questioning. Oh, bird watching. Bird, that's all we're doing. We're watching the birds, right?
You know, if it was on a mountain, you might could see some interesting stuff. But,
for sure.
You know, the higher up you get, the worse the ambient light affects it. I think they found that they're better on shaded sides of mountains than they are actually on top of them. Well, I just thought that would be a pretty interesting question.
No, I think you're right. There's so, and there is truly so much uncharted territory here on Earth when you go under the oceans, massive areas of the rainforest, and a few other locations that I think could be, and I don't mean just like the plant life, like the flora and fauna of the Amazonian rainforest. I mean like former human cultivation of it. And there's some evidence to suggest this. There's a civilization that was around that area, and it just means a matter of carefully unearthing it, literally.
Yeah, well, you know, there's so much about this Earth that we don't know, and you know, there. Our pastor preached a few months ago about ancient ways and ancient paths. There's paths in the Middle East that were traveled for thousands of years, trade routes, that we still really don't know about because you can't see them other than if you're in space. So, you know, there's a lot to be discovered on this planet.
Well, I appreciate the question, Bill, and I hope you have a good weekend and a good Mother's Day.
You too.
Thank you. 272-9228, 272-9228. Now, I guess we got to focus here locally, right? Got to follow up. Well, here in Montgomery, and this is from, I appreciate Kim Chandler's write-up on this for the AP. Lottery and casino legislation stalled in the Alabama House of Representatives on Thursday night after negotiations failed to muster enough support, leaving the outlook for the gambling bill doubtful with just a day remaining in the session. The demise of the legislation led to finger-pointing over who was responsible, an unsuccessful effort by Republicans to switch the bill for a GOP-backed lottery proposal, just a standalone lottery. Republicans accused Democrats of making last-minute demands on the bill. Democrats criticized what they described as a bad-faith push by Republicans to change out the bill. House Speaker Mac McCutcheon said he believes the outlook for the bill is doubtful, with only a day remaining in the 2021 session. Quote, tensions were high because people have been working so hard. Everybody was just really upset at the way things were. There was no effort to pull anything behind anybody's back. We're trying to get a bill on the floor. That's what McCutcheon told reporters. Democrats criticized a push by Republicans who switched the gambling bill after a day of negotiations for a GOP-backed lottery bill. If you don't have integrity when you're dealing with gaming, you need to give it up. And what I have seen in this room tonight, integrity is nowhere around, said Representative Peplin Warren, Democrat from Tuskegee. The casino and lottery bill needed bipartisan support to win approval because of many of the conservative members' opposition to gambling. Sticking points emerged over locations and requests from Democrats to sharpen vague language that proceeds could be used for Medicaid expansion. As the bill remained short of needed votes, Republicans pushed to bring a lottery, standalone lottery bill to the floor instead and pass it without support from Democrats. The House Rules Committee brought a proposed calendar that included the bill and tried to set a quick vote, although that approach was later abandoned. Now, I think as you see this playing out, it's going to go to a special session. I think too many plans have been laid by too many different interests. And I think the governor and the governor's office, and the governor can call a special session, is so committed to getting some new revenue sources and getting this done. And, you know, part of me is sympathetic to the idea that this has been an issue, and at that, a largely stupid issue, the way it has preoccupied us here in the state of Alabama, for what, 20 years? whether it's, you know, all sorts of corrupt schemes and the intrigue of ethics violations and criminal cases, or it's the latest push to interpret the laws in a particular way. Moneyed interests trying to get their monopolies and privilege to be the only game in town. It's just it's disappointing. So we'll see what the governor does. I suspect, I don't know for a fact, I'm not in the good graces of the governor. I'm not in the bad graces either. I'm just, you know, just a guy out here in Alabama with a little microphone and emphasis on little. But I suspect she will call a special session. This thing will be kicked down the road a bit longer. Though they have one more day left in the regular session. One more day left after a week. This next week they take a break. And we'll see what the geniuses in the legislature come up with. You know, I after watching the process this year more closely, I've started to understand why the Gong Show was so popular. 272-9228. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It's time to get outdoors and get together for those fun gatherings and family reunions. Be sure to take care of all your guests with portable toilets from Alabama Dumpster Service. They're delivered where and when you need and picked up by our own fleet of trucks. Our competitive pricing means dependable, affordable, clean, portable toilets. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Here on a Friday morning, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to the phones and talk to Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, good morning, George. Good
morning.
Thanks for taking my call. You know, I had a thought just right between my eyes.
Oh, yeah. I love those types of thoughts.
Yeah, right. So you know, Joey, everything's crazy now. You can't get anything you order on time, building materials, appliances. Everything's out of stock or late getting here, and it's just a crazy, crazy situation. This is COVID, but my thinking was, I think this is all part of the Great Reset because, you know, if you're in a socialistic country, according to what I read, see, you got to get used to things not being timely or well done or whatever. And I think this may be a subtle way of acclimating us to the way the future will be if we ever get to socialism as the left plans. I mean, that's just my thinking about it.
Yeah, there's an interesting piece I saw the other day where, you know, for ages, at least for a decade or so, they've claimed that the happiest people in the world are like in the Nordic countries. And a lot of folks have started to look into that going, that doesn't sound right. And what they actually mean by happy is a match between expectations and outcome.
Now you're talking. Now you're getting.
And so if you lower people's expectations, then, you know, they don't have to expect as much and, you know, they'll live with it. So they're happy, technically.
Right.
I don't
know
about that.
So it's relative.
Well, there's some truth to that. If you have big expectations, you're always disappointed. You're probably not going to be happy. But if you set the bar really low, it's not, you know, it's not much of a challenge or a responsibility to hop over it. So it's kind of that happy medium.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I remember, see, years ago, they were showing an automobile made in one of the communist countries, and it almost like had a lawnmower engine in it. Small car, had a lawnmower engine almost in it, and it was just a piece of junk. But they were happy to be able to buy this car. I mean, they saved for, I don't know, months or years to buy this piece of junk. And so that's just illustrating what you just said. It's kind of what you're used to type thing. So there, I think they'll say it's kind of trying to get us used to a lower standard in everything. Joe, I'll tell you what's amazing. Me is how the restaurants have declined, not just the ones that are closing, but the restaurants that where I used to eat for years and was happy. Now, the food quality is just diminished terribly.
Are these local establishments or chains or?
Yeah, well, I could call out some.
Yeah, I'm not asking you to put anybody on blast.
They're chains. Yes, they're changed, but one is local. And actually, one of the proprietors told me, she came in my car and she said, I want to apologize. She said, I can't keep good cooks, and I know my food is not what I want or what you've eaten before. And said, I just want to tell you, I recognize it, and I'm sorry. You know, it's like I've had meals comped a couple of times on the same restaurant, and now I'm not going to go back to the third attempt. It's really that bad.
Well, and the restaurant business is tough enough as is. You know, you're throwing all these added headwinds. Goodness.
And you know, I think a restaurant business, I think a cook, a chef, or whatever, kind of puts himself into it. It's a good one. He's wanting to please the person who's going to eat his product. The way it used to be. I don't think it's that way now. I think that it's just, you know, earn whatever they're paying and go home. So it's a different way of looking at food preparation.
Yeah, there's nothing like an incredible chef who's like, try this, and you try it, and it's not even something you're used to eating, and it's just incredible and knocks your socks off.
It is. He puts his heart into it. He really does.
There's nothing more kind of like miserable that it's somebody that you know is not a good chef, and it's like a family member or friend. They're like, here, try my new casserole, and you're like,
oh, please. Right. Well, Joy, we're seeing eye to eye, should we say, today. Listen, thank you so much. Y'all have a safe weekend. Good news, brother.
Thanks, Bob. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Whether you're looking to buy or sell fine antique and estate jewelry pieces, Troop Booth is the guy to go see. Heirloom Jewelers is the place to go. Their location is 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery. When you're going east on Vaughn Road, right when you cross over Bell, it'll be there on your right at Vaughn Road and Watchman Circle. And when you stop by and you check out what they have in their showroom, whether you're looking for maybe that one-of-a-kind engagement ring, you're going to pop the big question. You know, maybe you've been through it this year and you found the love of your life. Or maybe you need to reinvigorate, put some fire and passion back into that relationship you've had for years. How about an unexpected gift at an unexpected time? A one-of-a-kind piece of antique, well, jewelry. Heirloom Jewelers is the place to go. You can also shop online. You don't have to stop by at heirloomjewelers.com. Whether you buy in person or online, when you use the promo code Joey, J-O-E-Y, when you're typing it out at checkout online, or just tell Troop the Joey from News and View sent you, you get 10% off all your purchases there at Heirloom Jewelers. And also, Drew Booth is looking to buy jewelry from you. So if you have any old jewelry at home you're willing to part with for the right price, even if you think it's like, oh, this is a bunch of junk, you won't know what it's truly worth until you take it to the fine jewelry expert, Troop Booth. His expertise being trained at the Gemological Institute of America, when you bring your items by, he'll look them over, and if you agree to the value the offer he gives you, you'll get paid right then and there. He'll give you a check to be deposited at your earliest convenience. So check him out today. That's Heirloom Jewelers, heirloomjewelers.com. And again, that number, 260-0066, 260-0066. Appreciate Troop Booth being such a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. More news and views when we come back after this quick break.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, Rich Thomas here. You've heard us say it. It's better with Bader, Eddie Bader. Trust me, Eddie is great with real estate. When it comes to real estate in the River Region, you would be hard-pressed to find a better agent. Whether you're buying or selling, Eddie's ready to represent you. The market is hot right now. Rates are low, which is great for buyers, and inventory is low, which is great for sellers. Call Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, 322-0662. Again, 322-0662. Don't miss your opportunity with this market. And hey, if you're on the fence about whether you want to do it, call him anyway. Eddie can talk to you about your options and what the market looks like in your area. A lot to take in, right? Well, here's what you need to remember. Eddie is great with real estate. Call him today at 322-0662. It is better with Bader. Eddie Bader, eXp Realty, 322-0662.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of comfortable storm-free days continues. You'll need a jacket at night. But for today, a breezy day, comfortable, low humidity, high temperature in the middle 70s, lots of sunshine, clear skies, but unusually cool for so late in the season tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 50 by dawn on Saturday. Tomorrow, beautiful, lots of sunshine, a little warmer, low 80s on Saturday. I think we'll be in the upper 80s on Mother's Day Sunday, still dry. And I think the risk of showers and thunderstorms returns Sunday night, but in the overnight hours and into Monday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When you want your front lawn to feel more like a welcome mat, the Kubota Z400 is built to cut like a pro. Turn on a dime with effortless precision. Fast cut, Kubota quality, affordable price. See us today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to Urbanite. Hey, Urbanite.
Hey, don't really want to change the subject, but I'll add to something. You were talking about the cook. You know, there's a difference between a cook and a chef.
Yeah.
Especially in pay. But what kills me is that this is a city that has a culinary arts school at the junior college. There should be plenty of people in training, which means they can be cooks, right? You can still afford them. And when they graduate, they'll be a chef, and they probably wouldn't work at any old fast food place or something. But I think a lot of it comes down to training and management, and that's the meat of what I'm saying. You talk about everything falling apart. A lot of people need to look in the mirror at themselves and ask, are they the best thing they've got at the job they're on? Are they doing the job they're hired to do? We have horrible managers in this city.
Yeah, and it's only each place is only as strong as that leadership and that management, and just stand on top of things.
Exactly, and if you have a quote unquote cook, all you have is a guy who's going to cook the food that you give him the way you tell him to cook it.
Yeah, I was a donut cook.
Exactly, and you didn't have any dough. You didn't get to do any Joey original crap either, did you?
Not often.
Well, I mean, on to the customers.
Yes, you're right.
Oh, by the way, where is the new guy from? He sounds Texan. He doesn't sound actually
Southern. He's from Alabama.
Okay, he just sounds more Texan than Southern.
I think you grew up in Prattville.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's the same thing, right? Have a good one.
Thanks, Urbanite. And April Marie, let's test this out. How you doing?
I'm good today. How are you?
I'm good. What I'm going to do when we start the Dan Moore show is I'll flip the camera over to that other position, have Jason run to the board here, and we'll make this thing work.
Good.
Cool. Good.
I'm still punch drunk from all these late nights watching the legislative session.
Oh, don't get me started on that.
Oh, I have 3 hours to talk about it, so I'm going to hold tight until my show
okay.
And talk about it.
Awesome, but you sound good, and I'll talk to you and see you here in about, 20 shopping minutes.
Sounds like a plan.
Thanks, April Marie. 272-9228, just testing out new technologies, and now let's go to, speaking of everything going on in the legislature, John Rice. How are you, sir?
Tired, just like all the rest of the folks that were up late night monitoring the madness.
There you go.
Been hanging around the legislature since the 70s. Served 8 years. Did a little bit of lobbying work for a few friends. But basically, I have just helped out some of the legislators when they had questions. And, I'd get involved in a few issues. What I saw last night, I've never seen such a breakdown in trust. The leadership in the House was just, it was awful.
Yeah, and I didn't even watch it. I thought Kim Chandler did a pretty good write-up. Just from the write-up, just from the tweeting of reporters, you can feel it. Like, the back and forth, what a mess. It shouldn't get that nasty.
Well, and the deception only comes because we're talking about billions of dollars in people's pockets.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the usual $1 million worth of legal theft that they create. This is unbelievable. I don't see how anybody can have any confidence in this particular legislature. What I've told my folks that have been calling me, I said, we need to ask the legislature, don't even tempt gambling until there's a new legislature. Nobody's going to trust what you guys do. It's not. I mean, I'm not. You're not. Listeners are right. Not. I mean, it's over as far as trust goes.
I think there is a cohort out there, John, of Alabamians like, dadgummit, I just want to be able to play the lottery and gamble a little bit, and I don't care whose ox gets slayed. I just want to do it. And I think that's why so many folks, certain interests, just want to get this to a vote of the people so quickly, because I think that cohort is out there in the population. But I think we need to talk to those folks, like, be careful. I know you just want to gamble, and you don't care whose ox is going to get gored, but let's hope,
Joey,
you know.
There's a hell of a lot less of them today than there were yesterday.
Well said. Well said.
Because the exposure of the crookedness. I mean, my old friend Sam Jones, who was the former mayor of Mobile, and he served as a Democrat county commissioner. Yeah, he's a real business-minded guy. He helped me kill Amendment 1 back in 2003 because he thought it was bad public policy, raising taxes on practically everything that moved or didn't move. And Sam was a great county commissioner down in Mobile. Then he served as mayor, and now he serves in the state legislature. And he's smart, and he's articulate, and he's got a fantastic voice, by the way. He's got a face for radio, like I do. But Sam said it best. He said, I sat between two Republicans for 18 years, and not one minute did I feel like I couldn't trust them.
Right.
And he said, I don't know going forward that I can ever have that trust again in this body. Now, that just says a lot. And I'm telling you, you probably don't know Sam. But you're talking about a good one. He's a good one. And he just said it about as eloquently as could be said. Said that, you know, it's not about the party, about the person. And he said, I just don't know that I can rebuild the trust. And y'all can go back and watch it. And Sam was just dead on it. And I don't know what else to tell people other than, you know, thank God for people like Reed Ingram. He said no from the beginning. He stayed no.
Yeah.
He's not wavering. And those are votes you can count on.
Well, and I'm trying to teach a lot of our callers and fellow Alabamians, and, you know, people are going to do what they want. But if you say disagree with Reed Ingram on an issue like gambling or medical marijuana, you at least want the guy who's going to tell you it straight up, you know.
Yeah, I don't even know how he voted on medical marijuana because I don't care. I knew it was going to pass.
Right.
And his vote wasn't critical. He has to make his mind up for his constituency.
Right.
And he's the filter. That's what we have to remember, y'all, is that these legislators are the filter of information coming in and going out. And if Reed thought that the whole gambling thing had been compromised. It was no longer just lottery. And he knew it was, and he stood fast. I mean, you just got to thank him. Same way with people like Mike Holmes or anybody that you run into. They knew it was bad because when it's bad public policy, more than likely it's bad for everybody, you know, except for the few that it's making filthy rich. Well, folks, I appreciate you time always putting up with me, but I just don't know that we can trust this legislature to tackle the gambling issue when they're going to junk it up and make just, you know, a dozen people so filthy rich you'd never recognize them again, and then fleece the state coffers. And basically what we'd be doing with the bill that was proposed is just turn state government over to the casino. It's not good, y'all. It's just not. But anyway, y'all have done a good job of taking calls today, and I always appreciate that. Fridays are great for your listening audience because I don't want anybody to be sick of their stomach on the way to lunch. But what's the saying? Truth hurts.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's our party. It's my party, the one I've helped build all these years, that is to be held accountable. So So talk to you folks and let's get this squared up. And I just really think that gambling needs to be put off until we've got a legislature we can trust. And I'll see y'all at the ballot box.
Thank you, John.
See you.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Rice, 272-9228. Oh, no. Janet Yellen up there, inspiring so much confidence. And you know, the crazy thing about our financial system right now and the economy, you get this sense that even the brilliant technocrats that manage central banks, that are on the, you know, the National Board of Economic Advisors, yada, 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 as for all their brilliance and talent, we're in such uncharted waters. And Yellen, one of the quotes coming out of her press conference, she's speaking as we speak right here, the move back is going to be bumpy. Okay. Yeah, isn't that nice when you're flying on a plane, you know, cross country, and the pilot, folks, it's going to be a little bumpy here. It's like, why? Why is it going to be bumpy? 272-9228, 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. At Physical Prattville, and they spell physical in a funky way, by the way, F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L, Physical Prattville. Owned and operated, the physical therapist there is Don Sexton. A great down-to-earth person. That's my biggest takeaway, spending some time with Dawn. She is easy to talk to, easy to get to know. Can put you at ease when you might be a little bit uncomfortable and, lack the confidence to walk around how you used to, or maybe you have imbalance issues. You know, you can't stand up straight. And it could be you don't even know it, but your family members have noticed. Hey, you're leaning to one side or another. You're a little off kilter, so to speak. Well, they specialize in helping folks get their balance and walking ability back there at Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. So call them today at 595-9990 and set up a free balance test. 595-9990. And once you stop by there, you'll be able to see that 360 walking track where you're strapped into a harness, and then you can really test your walking ability up and down stairs on different surfaces. You can really test yourself out on the stability board. They have virtual reality testing and virtual reality therapy. Really cool cutting-edge technology. Or you're all like playing a video game, but it's really therapy that can help solve that imbalance issue, whether it comes from vision problems, inner ear problems, instability in your ankle or knee. They can help you out there at Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. So call them today, 595-9990. Ask about a free balance test, and be sure to tell them that Joey from News & Views sent you. Final segment of News & Views on a Friday morning coming up after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is Tom Latham with Penny Earning Concrete Technologies. For years, you've heard me talking about our concrete projects, from stamped and patterned concrete to foundations for commercial manufacturing, driveways to commercial parking lots, even heavily invested in polished concrete for durable and inexpensive long-term service. What you may not know is we have equipment for clearing lots for construction, clearing and ridding land of scrub and underbrush. We cut roads, clear fence lines, clear pond dams, and pretty much any application where land is overgrown. We have mulchers that can grind underbrush into shreds and return it to nature for compost. Our equipment is minimally invasive, not disturbing and upturning your property where additional grading might be necessary. To clean or clear your property, call Penny Earned at 334-284-9292 and let us transform your overgrown property into a manageable and productive one. Check us out on Facebook at Transformers or call 334-284-9292.
Spring is here, and your friends at Peaches and Clean can help relieve some of your spring fever cleaning. All the pollen and rain, it's time to get those carpets clean. Make your house look and smell clean. Plus, Peaches and Clean can take care of your hardwood floors, upholstery cleaning, and tile and grout. And no one takes better care of your expensive oriental and area rugs. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
There's no clean like Peaches and Clean.
Call David Ernest, and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie. Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. Final segment here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Got an interesting request just a second ago off air from Mitch, who is looking for somebody, and he's been looking himself, but he wanted to use the power radio. He's looking for somebody who can do some solar panel installation. He kind of wants to live off grid. Not a huge job, but needs to be effective. And if anybody out there listening, within the sound of my voice, knows how they could help Mitch out with, you know, solar panel installation and setup. If you have any knowledge or expertise in this, give Mitch a call. And I got his number if you want to call up here. You also call him at 657-2984. But if you need that number and you have some knowledge about installing solar panels, getting solar technology going for like a small kind of abode, you know, something off-grid, get in touch. Mitch is looking for some help, and he's a longtime listener now, and I appreciate you listening, Mitch. You know who I've been missing? You know, I'm learning to get along with Jason here. We just met each other the other day, and you know, I like this guy. But you know, Jason, you ain't no Eddie Bader. Number one, because I don't know you well enough to insult you the way I insult Eddie every day. But we'll get there. But I will say this. And you don't have to even hop on mic for this. You were in radio before, and a lot of folks remember you from working behind the scenes in radio. And unfortunately, I believe it's technology kicks you out of a gig. You get kicked out, and by automation, machines have replaced you. And so you've been working hard in the gig economy, as we've heard tale of. The gig economy, you know, doing delivery driving, you know, the services I've often used. I probably use it too much, like DoorDash and, you know, Waiter, Uber Eats, all these different ones. And I appreciate you reaching out, you know, working hard for a few years, and now you're reaching out, trying to get back into radio, and it's awesome, man. And this first week, you're doing great. Thank you. And just don't mess it up, you know. All right? 272-9228, 272-9228. So we'll see what the State House brings. Not next week. They're off. But their final day. See what the legislator and our dear public servants can cook up. We might have a couple of them on the airwaves from 9 till noon next week to get our local representatives' takes on everything that has happened at the end of the day. Then we're going to keep an eye on what is going on nationally, though. Those trends, it's often just sound and fury signifying nothing. It's ridiculous the way our national politics continues to operate. And now my mind, as I head into the weekend, really good conversation with my brother. You know, sometimes you'll check in with family members, folks, and, you know, you have a quick phone call. How you doing? I'm doing good. Oh, you doing good? Yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah, yada, yada, yada. But then sometimes you call up, say, your brother or your dad, and 2.5 hours later, you're hanging up the phone. And sort of a good, freewheeling conversation. And my brother pointed out something I hadn't thought of. I usually miss my mother the most around her birthday, which is November. I miss her around Thanksgiving. I miss her around Christmas in particular. And these last few, not crying about it, just it's kind of on Christmas Day you don't want to get out of bed. But I do, and I go see family, and you make the best of it. Mother's Day has never really eaten me up. And I'll be honest, like it's the big holidays where all the family, that was really when my mother rose to the occasion. She was the dynamo of my family. But my brother pointed out, not only do we not have our mother for a fifth straight Mother's Day, though she's always here as I point to my heart and here in my spirit. I've lost both grandmothers now. So if you still have your grandmothers, if you still have your mother, give them an extra hug or kiss for me. Now, you don't have to say Joey sent this. Don't do that. That's weird. I'm not making a mom joke here. But cherish it. Even if you're a disappointment, you know, or even if things aren't great, you got to remember there are very important things. And one of the most important of these is family and that relationship with your moms. So though I miss my mother, she's always with me, and I miss my grandmothers dearly too. And life comes at you fast. And this isn't an occasion for weeping though or being sad and sullen. This is an occasion to celebrate your mom and everything she's done for you. So don't forget them. And maybe if you haven't been talking much, maybe if you let things go by the wayside, take this opportunity this weekend, this year, to pick up the pieces and start again. Never too late. Never too late. So much, I was, you know, talking with my brother, so much of who we are as we get older, we realize we ain't that different than our parents by any means. You know, the pull of your father's influence, the pull of your mother's influence. And thank God I had a great relationship with my mother. And she wasn't the type to always, you know, console. She could do that, and she was great at that. But she was definitely the taskmaster. She was the disciplinarian. She was the one who'd like to chastise and wanted you to be better. And wanted you to be better. And though that could be incredibly annoying at times, always being, you know, told you could be better, it was the right push. And you realize in the end, especially as you get older, it came from a place of profound love. So happy Mother's Day, Mom. And to all the moms out there, hope y'all have a great weekend. And for all you new moms, a special happy Mother's Day to you. Your journey's just beginning. Thank y'all for listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I probably shouldn't have gone down that road because I will get a little maudlin. And if you can't spend time with Mom, like I can't necessarily, at least spend time with the widowers in your life. That's such a weird word, widower. 272-9228. Let's see who this is calling in on line one. You're on the air. Who's this?
Tommy B.
Hey, Tommy B.
I was just going to tell you, even though she's gone, your mother's with you every day.
Amen.
She's looking down on you, and she's proud of you.
Thank you, Tommy.
So you take care.
Thank you, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
Yep. We carry them with us whether we like it or not. Not like it, but going to hit this break. April Marie Fogle filling in for Dan Boers is up next. I'll reach out to Dan. Oh, and Eddie Bader says, I miss you too, buddy. Well, okay, yeah, I miss you, but don't take it that way, Eddie. Out in Vegas doing God knows what. See you soon, man. Thank you all for listening. The Dan Boers Show is next.